I'm with Lewis Webster of Little Orchard, who's going to tell me a bit about video in terms of digital and how you can increase your PR. So your company's a couple of years old, and you must have seen a huge demand for video increase in that time. So can you give us a little feel about who's asking for it and what the increase in demand that you're seeing and where you see it going?
I think video has changed as an animal. It used to be seen as a high cost, high value item. And what we're seeing is that companies, especially in PR, are looking for high quality, high volume productions. Right. And typically we're concentrating on what people would see as expert knowledge and opinion and things that are needed very quickly. And then that sort of feeds into the social media sort of things that are happening now. Google and YouTube, you know, are integrated now. YouTube is such a big search engine, and they've now added a new feature which allows you to search the verbal content of a video that through their program. So if you say your video is a program, it will now search the verbal content, so you can find phrases within content.
There's something very interesting that I listened to on Radio 4 yesterday. I only just caught the end of it, unfortunately, which was that for 8,000 years or so, we've been using text, recognition of text, and our communications are going to be more recognition of image and being image literate.
Absolutely. And I think it's reflective of the type of children that are coming out of school these days, that they are a much more verbal, picture-orientated culture compared to my parents, who were very much more a written culture.
Right.
And I'm, you know, I'm in that sort of cross-culture sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's a big need for written.
Yeah.
It will never go away in certain areas.
So they live together.
Yes. I think they reinforce each other. You know, what we get in written is ability to create our own worlds, especially in literature. You can create your own worlds. However, in communication, you don't want people to create their own worlds. You want them to create your world.
Right.
You want your world to be represented, and you want your people, your passion, experience, knowledge to come across.
Yeah.
We've just completed a project for Linden Homes in Chichester, where we interviewed the senior architect.
Yeah.
And his material is very dry, but you marry that with some really gorgeous imagery of the area and what they're doing with their development, and his dialogue adds credibility to the whole development, which they haven't been able to deliver in any other medium.
Right.
So that connection between the human aspect, which we, you know, got away from in the 80s and 90s, is coming back.
Right.
You know, we're very much more interested in the people behind businesses, people behind even supply chains. If you watched the documentary last night about the cocoa supply chain, people are interested in the people involved in that supply chain.
Right. Okay.
So, and we get so much more from body language, tone of voice, expressions. You know, when we're in any situation, we trust people because they come across as the whole package.
Right.
You see that written down, those same words written down, they can be taken in a dozen different ways.
Right, okay.
So things like Facebook and Twitter have a very good use, they're very interesting, but the new technologies, these that I saw recently on the Gadget Show, video Facebook, if you like, where you can transmit your thoughts live via video.
Yeah.
I do see that as becoming the next big thing, because you can see where they are, who they are, what they feel, how they feel about it in seconds. And sometimes, especially when you're talking to business, you want to be able to do that from the very best of your people.
Mm.
And if you miss that opportunity, you may miss the sale.
Mm.
And that's where, you know, where the volume quality thing for PR video really comes round again.
Is it about being recognised?
Yeah, I think it is. We're doing a lot more press casts for people like Weber Shandwick, for launches of services, and you can see how people are interacting with those services and recommending them and going for those.
Right. So we're just coming to the end of the video, so we'll do a part two.
Okay.